Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, March 16th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. We're very happy you're joining us tonight. Very important broadcast. I'm going to give you a lot of information. You might want to have a pen and paper handy. And if we tell it to you, you can know it's true. Over the weekend, hundreds of thousands of people sampled BillO'Reilly.com because they know what they're reading in the paper and what they're seeing on television is not true. Not all of it, but there's almost always an agenda other than telling you the true story about a vicious contagion. So I've got a brand new column. It's called It's Sick. I hope you read it. A message of the day that I think you'll find very interesting. And of course, this broadcast. Now, all this week, we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to be throwing it at you. Because you need information to make responsible decisions. And I'm going to give it to you. That's why I'm here. No guests tonight, just me and you. All right, let's get begin. So this is a vicious contagion. And all of the reaction that the public officials are taking, I believe, are necessary. So President Trump's at the federal level doing what he can, I think. I don't see any incompetence there. I think they're doing what they can do. Can't solve the problem. It has to play out. It's a disaster. All right, it's not like a hurricane or an earthquake, which happens and then you clean up. It's not like 9/11, where you have a terror attack that lasts for years, the repercussions. This is a disaster that will diminish. I estimate that'll be mid-April to mid-May in that time frame. It'll diminish because people are keeping their distance from other people. And there will be a vaccine. I don't know when, but as soon as that happens, like the swine flu vaccine, then it'll be wiped out. But in the meantime, you got to protect yourself. That doesn't mean you panic. That doesn't mean you become greedy and paranoid. If you do those things, that shows a weakness of character. And I'm going to get to that in a final thought. All right, let's go over the facts. So in every area of the country, the virus has impacted the citizenry. But every area of the country can't react the same way. So Governor Cuomo comes on TV here in New York today, this morning. He says, oh no, everybody in the country should do the same thing. Well, wait a minute. West Virginia, as of yesterday, didn't have any cases. So they're going to do the same thing that New York is going to do? Shut down everything? No, it's a local response to what's happening on the ground in the individual areas. Now, Cuomo had a good point that you can state hop. So if you don't like what's happening in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut, you can go to West Virginia. All right, you can, but most people won't. So this has got to be solved at the federal, state, and local level because the local and state know really where the hot spots are, what's happening. All right. Now, I'm not blaming any politician. That's insane. In my column, I call it loathsome. That's what the New York Times does. That's what CNN and NBC News do. That's just awful. If you don't like President Trump's response to the virus, don't vote for him. It's 8 months away. Don't vote for him. Right now, as an American, not speaking as a journalist, I think they're doing what they can do. They've made mistakes. Things weren't as clear as they should have been, but they're trying. And I think President Trump's call to stop flights from China in late January, which was opposed by Joe Biden, that's huge for Trump, enormous for Trump. Biden called him a xenophobe for doing it. This is in January. So Trump shut down the flights from China in January. That really helped this nation because Italy and Spain and most in the European Union did not do that. Roll a spot and we'll be right back.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Now, Biden has hurt himself dramatically by moving left. Bernie Sanders forced Biden to do that, and Biden's too weak. He's too weak, all right, to fight the far left. So if you elect him, you, the American people, you are electing a person who just stands for nothing. Roll the tape on Biden.
In the first 100 days of my administration, no one will be deported at all. From that point on, the only deportations that will take place are commissions of felonies in the United States of America.
So to be clear, only felons get deported and everyone else
has
to stay?
Yes. I would send immediately to the desk of the United States Congress when I'm elected president, if I'm elected president, a codification of Roe v. Wade amended by Casey, because I think it is a woman's right to choose. I think it's a woman's opportunity to be able to make that decision.
Vice President Biden, you opposed sanctuary cities as a presidential candidate in 2007. Where do you stand now? Should undocumented immigrants arrested by local police be turned over to immigration officials?
No.
All right, so let's recap. All right, so Biden won't deport anybody but violent felons. Anybody could come here, all over the world. No one will be deported. Okay, that's number one. Number two, abortion, anytime, anywhere, for any reason, up until birth. And Biden's a Roman Catholic. Third, if he's elected president, Biden will not obey federal immigration law, sanctuary cities. Will not obey it. So when he takes the oath, I swear to uphold the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, he's lying. Because he won't. He'll sanction sanctuary cities, which is anarchy. He won't wait to pass a law that says, hey, anybody can come on in here and stay and do whatever you want, and I'll pay your health care costs, because Biden will. He won't wait for that. He'll say, yeah, come on in. We don't even need the law. I'm Joe. I'm your president. Come on in. Now, this is dramatic left-wing stuff. As the moderator pointed out, in 2007, Biden was hammering sanctuary cities. But Sanders and the Bernie bros forced him. And he has no spine. Biden has no spine. Now, I'm going to cover him fairly in this election process. I will cover him fairly. But I will tell you, flat out, that a man has no courage at all. None. So if you elect him, you're getting a guy who could do anything because he stands for nothing. Nothing. He's a Roman Catholic and abortion for any reason at any time? What do you, how do you justify that? Quick break, back with the final thought in a moment. All right, so here is the final thought of the day. The contagion is a test of character for all of us. I had to go around today with a person close to me. I was very disappointed in her response to this virus. You have to be safe. You have to protect yourself. But you don't do that at the expense of other people. Somebody needs help, you give them help. You don't be foolish. You take as many chances, not chances, you take as many precautions as you can. If somebody needs help, you give them help. All right, somebody needs you to buy some stuff, go out and get it. Elderly people in your life, okay? It's one elderly guy that I know is a really great guy, and I kind of engineered his whole weekend. And did it because he couldn't do it himself. So I did it. I'm not the greatest guy. I'm the biggest sinner on the block. I always tell you that. But if you're going to make the virus all about you, that is a weakness of character. Help other people. Protect yourself and your family. Don't hoard. Be smart. Be fair. All right? Try to live as normally as you can live. Take some long walks. The weather's nice. Virus isn't creeping around in the air and the trees. You can enjoy nature. Take a walk on a beach. I took a walk on a beach on Saturday. It was great. I loved it. Took the Terra dog. Terra dog saw other dogs and it was a little angst on her part, but by and large, we had a good time. This is a test of character. Pass it. See you tomorrow.